hello and welcome to
very special and timely guest to the program tonight, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, award-winning author, filmmaker, and pharmaceutical industry critic. His book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, was written almost 20 years ago, but it is getting renewed attention in light of the recent epidemic in Western Africa. Dr. Horowitz suggests that Ebola and the HIV virus evolved during cancer virus experiments in which monkeys were infected with viral genes from other animals. Get ready for some startling revelations, hear the evidence, and decide for yourself. Are these viruses naturally occurring, or were they the product of human engineering? We'll try to find out tonight with Dr. Drake, Dr. Truth, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and you. This week on Earth.
This is the radio show called Earth. I'm Dr. Drake, your Capitano on the third rock from the sun's radio airwaves. And across from me is the elite's most wanted, because he is the shock jock who knows more about them than Dr. Spock. He is my kin, my friend, my light-skinned twin. He is Dr. Truth. Can you handle Dr. Truth?
You can't handle the truth.
I don't think so.
Time to howl at the wolves. It's Saturday night, the 18th of October, 2014, or 24.
Night.
It has been quite some time since we had Dr. Leonard Horowitz on our show. It's a great pleasure to have him back on our show. Dr. Leonard Horowitz has been doing incredible work for a long time. He wrote great work on Ebola and emerging viruses. He's been doing great work on exposing the New World Order globalist agenda, you name it. He's one of the heroes that we bring on this show who's been in the fight for a long, long time. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Dr. Drake, Dr. Truth. Pleasure to join you again.
We also have a third leg. His name is the Amendment Avenger, and he knows like the Constitution, like the back of his hand. So he's joining the party as usual, throwing down. So we're going to have fun tonight. And again, we tell the listeners, Dr. Lynn, to get a pen out, because you're going to say some things tonight. We don't want them to believe you. We want them to check it out for themselves and then come back later and say amen. So get a pen out and get ready to write some things down. Call a friend, call an enemy. We don't want you to believe anything you hear on this show, but check it out, because it's going to be a smoking hot night. Dr. Horowitz, it is so good to have you back on the show. The last time you shook some things up, and tonight we're going to do it again, because you are in the prime of your season right now. Everybody's looking to you for answers about this Ebola. Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. Now, quick question for you. If, you know, everybody's talking about Ebola, and then one of the things they say, did you come across anybody from these countries? Now, why would that be important if they don't shut people down from coming in and out of these countries? It does that matter if you been in contact with a person from this country, but they let them come in and out? Is there something going on that we don't know about? Because that's kind of redundant or stupid.
Well, that's a great way to begin the show, in the context of total confusion. And essentially, it reflects the mass hysteria that is just beginning. And the source of that is, unfortunately, it's the antithesis to Dr. Truth. It's the widespread lies and propaganda that's been ongoing. We're looking at a horrible situation. To directly answer your question, I think that it would behoove every leader that cares about the United States and the people of America to shut down the airports right now. Is that you're going to have this thing spreading, but you can buy time by shutting down the airports right now. You're not prepared to handle the biological weapon that this is. It's not a normal flu. You're not able to handle it in a normal society that we live in currently. The American culture, the way in which we operate, the commercial enterprises ongoing, the laundry workers, the people who are driving cabs, people who are starting to sneeze. It's getting to be now fall time, flu season. People are not going to know whether they're being sneezed on with Ebola or they're being sneezed on with H1N1 or just a normal cold. The reality is that we're not prepared with regard to the level 4 containment procedures that are required. to effectively deal with this menace, and you also can't shut Africa out. The reality is that's our brothers and sisters over there, and even if we shut down the airports, there's still going to be some extremely serious spreading transmissions that are going to basically go all over the African continent. And the reality is that people know it. We're dealing again with a biological weapon, level four. We're not dealing with something as stupid as whether people should dress in these kinds of protection clothing for Halloween, which is what they're doing, creating a whole mockery circus on Fox News and CNN, asking stupid questions, diverting this whole argument into absolute nonsense. We've got some serious problems we need to deal with.
Dr. Horowitz, when you mentioned, for our listeners, you're mentioning biological weapon, and of course, if most of our listeners are getting their, not that they all are, but if most of them are getting their information from MSM, mainstream media, biological weapon, they might be like, well, what are you talking about? But at the same time, we try to stress to them that Bill Gates, Soros, and Sierra Leone have been working on weaponizing Ebola. So, but you've been talking about, when you wrote about Ebola and emerging viruses, you were talking about this being made into a biological weapon years ago.
Like how many years ago?
Yeah, about almost 20.
Wow.
I ran into incriminating documents initially in 1992 and then 93, 94. I finally finished Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola book in 96. And by 95, I was certain we were in big trouble with the biological viral programs that were creating viruses that are descriptively and functionally identical to HIV, AIDS, and Ebola today. And I can tell you that it's absolute, I'm certain. When I wrote that book almost 20 years ago, I really wasn't as certain as I am now, having witnessed the playing out of the conspiracy. It's a conspiracy reality. It's not a conspiracy theory. There is a First Amendment. We have an expert on constitutional law. Well, your First Amendment rights, your freedom not only of speech, but basically to live in health and happiness and peace and actually move towards where you want prosperity to go instead of a commercial enterprise that's now decided that there are too many mouths to feed and you need to kill people, and we're going to do it the most effective way that we have, short of nuclear, and that is Ebola. Essentially, in 1996, I initially published the United States government contracts under which these kinds of biological weapons, the slow kill HIV-AIDS type, which is extremely profitable because you then addict people to the pharmaceuticals for their salvation. Then you've got now a huge global mess in terms of the economy. You've got nobody really in any expert position understands how they could be continuously sustaining the commercial globalization process without this kind of huge pandemic and emergency. Because it's a diversion, it's a distraction over the commercial operations. And look who's making money on Wall Street right now. It is the drug companies. Who's that? Those are the energy industrialists. Who was in Liberia at the time that this thing outbroke? Chevron, Mobil, Exxon, Rockefeller boys. So, you know, I'm moving quickly, and I'm assuming, perhaps incorrectly, that your audience, having listened to you guys over the years, have been brought up to speed as to some of the nefarious operations that are ongoing under the guises of national security and public health. So when I say that these are biological weapons, we actually proved that by reprinting the U.S. government contracts, including the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health Contract 71, that's 1971, number 2025. It was entitled The Investigations of Viral Carcinogenesis in Primates. Simply stated, that means the production of viruses to kill human beings by cancer. And, of course, it was tied into the vaccines. There was the sister contract was the Merck Pharmaceutical Company's vaccine program that was based on looking for cures, looking for vaccines against the various cancer viruses.
I have a good question for you right there. Could the biological welfare weapon be fear to make you get the vaccine? Because to me, it seems like everyone who's came down with it had a vaccination.
I mean, yes. Yes, yes, brother. Absolutely. I urge people listening, do not get vaccinated with anything. It's critical because the people that are producing the vaccines, in my opinion, have produced this outbreak and this horrible reality that we're facing. And like you said, you mentioned Bill, it's no secret, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, you've got a number of the media moguls have been out there, and the Bilderberger Group and the Council on Foreign Relations for many years saying we have too many mouths to feed. They blame us, we the people, as the victims of their commercial crimes. What they've done is, for example, they've suppressed all the truth, not simply about the cures for Ebola that we can talk about tonight, because we have the cures. We know what
talk
the
about
cures
that.
Are.
Oh, yeah.
And the reality is they've also suppressed the energy technologies. Look at Tesla. Nikola Tesla, last century's greatest genius, died impoverished, targeted, just like I've been, by disinformation, counterintelligence, to discredit him and his work. Well, gee whiz, if we wouldn't be listening to radio if it wasn't for him, first of all. But the reality is we could be doing all sorts of free energy. We don't need to pollute this planet with the carbon monoxide poisoning and carbon dioxide poisoning that we've got going on and the acid rain production. And now our bodies are literally ripe because we've likewise been acidified. We're ripe for being taken out with infectious diseases. So everything that's taking place commercially looks like, smells like, feels like, has a history and background like this is the intentional depopulation agenda that's unfolding.
Well, it is, Dr. Horowitz, and when you mentioned earlier that our audience, yeah, we have definitely brought them up to speed. Of course, always new listeners, but so many of our audience are aware of the New World Order agenda, and so we have awaited, anticipated your arrival back to this show for a long, long time. In studio with us, we call him Double A or Amendment Avenger. He is retired military and a patriot, and he's very well read, and he has some questions for you as well.
Sure.
Yes, Dr. Horowitz, welcome back to the show. Great to be able to talk to you. I noticed that you mentioned the vaccinations in general. And recently, there was a scandal about the 340% increase in autism from the MMR vaccine that was covered up and that's now finally been released. And my question is, in getting into SV40 cancer, I'll ask you about that in a minute, but is that related to the PNAC, which is the Project for a New American Century, where Dick Cheney said that race-specific bioweapons could be a politically useful tool when we see a 340% increase in black male children getting autism from the MMR vaccine?
Well, that statistic, first of all, is too low. I actually read some official documents towards from the beginning through the first, let's say, 20 years of the mass childhood vaccination agenda. You had a 5,000% increase in autistic spectrum disorders in our nation's youth. And with regard to the racial targeting and specific depopulation affecting minorities, there's no question that's part of what I dug up in the government documents that you can read in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. They were actually looking at not just blacks, they were looking at Jews, they were looking at, I mean, it was bizarre, even Catholics, I kid you not. There were studies on Italian populations specifically to determine whether there was a Catholic predisposition for infectious diseases. This is the level by which the military and the search for ethnic-specific bioweapons has played out. And if you really want to take a look at the individual that I feel is most responsible for where we're at, not just in nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet, but now these viruses that are outbreaking, you've got to look at Henry Kissinger. Let me just give you the history again, as I know it's a review for you guys, but maybe someone in your audience would like to hear it.
We would.
In 1969, when Kissinger took over as National Security Advisor under the Nixon administration, within 3 weeks of him taking office, He ordered Admiral Sumvolt from the Navy. Navy is the top intelligence. Navy is the top biological and radiological weapons developers and analysts. Today on CNN and Fox, they had U.S. top chief in United States Navy commenting on Ebola, claiming we shouldn't be panicking. Well, I agree, we shouldn't be panicking, but we should certainly be acting assertively at this point. But the reality is, back in 69, Kissinger ordered Sumvolt of the Navy to do the reassessment. 3 weeks later, Sumvolt delivers the reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities, and Kissinger selected the option to develop immune system destroying viruses for a new form of biological and even germ warfare against even civilian populations for depopulation. That's really what it amounts to. That's where the order came from. You can study the congressional record. You can see that the company that got the $10 million a year over 5 years, it was a requisition that came out in 1969 for 70 funding. In 70 funding, the $10 million kicked in, but that was just a drop in the bucket. That $10 million went to Litton Bionetics Research Labs. They ran the National Cancer Institute. They ran Fort Detrick, Maryland, America's premier biological weapons testing facility in Frederick, Maryland. They administered all the monkeys, monkey viruses, monkey cell lines, everything having to do with primate cancer virus research and chimpanzees as well. We're about to put out another video, and I would recommend people, if they are interested in our last Ebola special report, is up on Vimeo.com/Revolution Television, Revolution Television channel on Vimeo.com. I was censored by YouTube. They at the outbreak of the Ebola, even Wikipedia, mass media censorship on Dr. Leonard Horowitz, which means they knew in advance the thing was going to be spreading, and they knew in advance people would be looking at my stuff again, and they literally censored my entire YouTube, Google, 150 video channel. We had up over 1 million hits and views on some of the videos that we produced and had out there. They pulled it all down. Wikipedia, that had been used for about 10 years to discredit me and defame me and libel me, and we couldn't even edit it. I tried numerous times to edit it. Every time I would edit it and correct it, it would be reverted back to the same lies. They pulled my entire Wikipedia page. You can see Dr. Leonard Horowitz has been removed, and the bogus reasoning that they gave is just, you know, just incredible. At any rate, there's been a concerted mass media effort to the mainstream media, particularly, for sure, has been out there trying to censor all of the government documents and contracts that I published in 1996 initially with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And it goes into these documents. It shows you from congressional records. It shows you from the cancer contracts themselves who got the money, what they did with it, and how they produced not simply HIV/AIDS and or Ebola, but a whole assortment of these never-before-seen biological plagues and weapons that are being used, that were designed both for depopulation and for profiteering off of humanity's suffering. Well, that's what we've got going on.
Well, Doctor, that leads me into the next question, which you brought up cancer before. Well, first I want to say you're not alone in being censored by Wikipedia, because the CIA makes 2.4 million changes to Wikipedia every year. So you're definitely not alone in that regard. But can you confirm what some of our guests have said and back that up, where we have Dr. Judith Berry Baker, and of course we had Ed Haslam talking about Dr. Mary's monkey, talking about how 200 million vials of the polio vaccine in the late 50s, early 60s were accidentally contaminated with SV40 cancer virus through a linear particle accelerator out of a simian virus. So accidentally contaminating 98 million Americans alone, just to increase their profit margin for creating future customers.
Does that lead to a cancer epidemic, Dr. Horowitz?
Absolutely, certainly. Certified, yes. In fact, what was called the Special Virus Cancer Program that has been censored and has been whitewashed initially by the U.S. Government Accounting Agency, USGAO, they responded to Traficant, who died recently, the congressman from Chicago. Traficant had actually intended to investigate what I'm about to tell you. And essentially, he was then targeted, and he went to jail, and they basically put him away until very recently. He got out of jail, and now he's dead. But the matter that he was bringing up of the special virus cancer program, which produced these types of viruses, that's the critical information. You've got to go back into the scientific records, and you've got to see what were they doing recombining acute lymphocytic leukemia with the sarcomas, with the other types of mutant genes from various species to induce cancer, and then to develop the money, the commercialization of their technology. And this is biotechnology now, and this is military biotechnology, which is advanced, I would say, 20 to 40 years at least, ahead of consumer, what we know as consumers, and what the general, even Genito pharmaceutical industry, what the pharmaceutical industrials and the salespeople, they have no clue what they're selling. The doctors have no clue what's really going on behind the scenes. And the reality is that they did this because they were going to be making vast fortunes. And it started, as you said, the polio vaccine in 1962. The special virus cancer program, you see, began in 1962. February 12th, 1962 is the contract that we're actually showing in a new, several previous videos and a new video that we're going to be coming out with very shortly. If people want information, just stay tuned to Revolution Television Channel on Vimeo, and you'll see the new update on the Ebola situation. But the document, it shows you that the polio vaccines, when we come back from break, I'll tell you the link.
I tell you what, they've been trying to censor Dr. Len Horowitz. You know what? They're trying, the truth is the bone that they're trying to bury. So we understand what the elites are trying to do. They're trying to shut the truth down, but it's like the cream that keeps rising to the top. You're listening to the radio show that's accused of telling the truth. You're listening to the radio show called Earth.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest, folks, and he is a pro. He hears the music, and he knows. He's a total pro. It's good to have him back on tonight. It really is. Live somewhere in Jacksonville, Florida. As Drake said, it's the radio show accused of telling the truth. Somewhere deep inside a Black Sheep studio, this is the one and only Earth.
Chuck Bergman, psychic medium, will amaze you.
Any reason for me to see in a Rubik's Cube?
Oh, it's possible. That would have to do with my brother.
Why would you choose that?
My brother does the Rubik's Cube, and he solved it a few times. He kind of had them around his house.
If you have ever wanted to communicate with a loved one who has passed on, call on North Florida's best medium, Chuck Bergman.
There must be a reason why your brother that passed keeps talking about a cyclone.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. My brother,
yeah,
a cyclone, picked him up and threw him like 150 feet.
Are you serious?
And that's true. That was the reason for him dying so young.
Oh,
is
wow.
Because of that cyclone.
Book your private reading by visiting chuckbergman.com or call 904-291-1196.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Freedom.
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 Freedom of speech.
It means I never have to hesitate
when I want to give my opinion.
It means even if what I'm saying is utterly foolish,
it won't cost me because I
have a guaranteed right to say it.
A guaranteed right to say it.
Congress shall make no law.
No law.
No law abridging the use of it.
Free of charge and free of restrictions.
It's freedom of speech. Embrace it.
This message is brought to you by the NAB Education Foundation, the Broadcast Education Association, McCormick Foundation, and this station.
For a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
Well, that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
Judy Green, say what you see, man. We got these questions. Is it true that you've sold your soul? I say, hey, man, I don't know. Let me quarter, won't you? I'll call my accountant. Let's get on this. Get on with it. If you want to change, well, shut your mouth. Stop this spinning. Get on this. Get on with it. If you want to change, well, shut your mouth. Come around the church and stone there. All we're trying to do is make a fortune. Yeah, we ain't got no government loans and no incentives. Check from home, we'll get this. We're just doing what we wanna. So let's get on this. Get on with it. If you wanna change, well, shut your mouth. Stop this minute. Get on this. Get on with it. If you wanna change, well, shut your mouth and start this minute. Well, the guitar player's staying out in Hollywood and saying he's just trying to get some sleep. But everyone's complaining. Are you truly, deeply cynical? Cause boy, you know I loved you so when no one knew your name and you were pompous. Still out. Let's get off this. Get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth and start this minute. Get off this. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, get out this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, start this minute, get out this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth,
show that has been accused of telling the truth and has been found guilty. Now back to Earth with your hosts, Dr. Drake and Dr. Truth.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest tonight. Everyone hold, we're coming to you in just a moment. Folks, if you want to talk with Dr. Leonard Horowitz tonight, you can start lining up your phone calls. We'll get into them heavy in a second hour. Toll free 1-855-711-8255 if you wish to speak with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Join the conversation tonight. Dr. Horowitz, when we left off, you heard the commercial break, but I want you to finish up your thought.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so the SV40 in the polio vaccines triggered the international cancer pandemic, and the history on that leading to the biological weapons of HIV/AIDS as well as Ebola. You go back to the initial polio vaccines, the Salk and Sabin vaccines. And well, Salk's vaccine was never effectively brought to market, because once when they initially released it, it caused polio. And so they pulled it, and then Albert Sabin had an oral polio vaccine that they replaced it with. But the researchers at the Bureau of Biologics, there were two women there that were testing both vaccines. One was Bernice Eddy, the other was Sarah Stewart. And the two of them had taken the polio vaccines right from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company shelves, injected them into a dozen monkeys. All dozen keeled over dead or became paralyzed. They presented the information to Smidell, who was the director of the National Institutes of Health at the time, and he told them that they needed to be quiet about it. He censored it, and he told them that they continued to create problems, which they did, he would have their jobs, and basically they were defunded. Well, it took the Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart, primarily Bernice Eddy, about 10 years before she got to the United States Congress. Now, again, this was 1962. The monkeys keel over dead. She's telling all of her colleagues about it in the cancer industry and in the National Institutes of Health that they shouldn't be giving out the vaccines. They're polluted with cancer viruses from the monkeys. SV40 is a simian virus. It's the 40th monkey virus ever discovered, and they initially named it SV40. And then subsequently, it took her 10 years before she got to the United States Congress in 72 and told the Congress, if you continue to allow these contaminated vaccines to go out, I guarantee you over the next 20 years, the world will see epidemics of cancer unlike it's ever seen. And that's exactly what we had. And so when you talk about the autistic spectrum disorders and the mercury toxicity of the children, and you then talk about this context of cancer, and basically that's what we're dealing with, a huge profitable industry that Big Pharma, we call it, is controlling. And, of course, Big Pharma heavily invested in the multinational corporations. In fact, the new material, and we've done, Sherry Kane and myself have done exposés in the past, showing the connections between the mainstream media, people like Rupert Murdoch and his son James Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch, they're virtually controlling Merck Pharmaceutical Companies, all the advertisements, promotions for Merck. They were involved in the research testing of H1N1 vaccines in Australia. The James Murdoch is the non-executive director of SmithKline Beecham, so that's the second largest. That's GlaxoSmithKline Beecham. They are the second biggest, besides Merck, the first biggest vaccine producers. And then you've got MSNBC. Well, MS stands for Microsoft. That's Bill Gates. Bill Gates is your leading criminal today. With his organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're distributing cancer, they're distributing horrific diseases globally, and now they're major movers and shakers in contributing to allegedly the Ebola thing. Well, this is exactly what Bill Gates said. You can watch him on a TED conference. It's up on YouTube. He says, you know, we're going to have a wonderful 15% of the population will be killed by vaccinations. And that's a good thing, he says.
And a lot of people don't believe when you say that, because they say Bill Gates donates a lot of money to charities. So why would he try to kill people if he donates a lot of money to charities?
Because if he didn't, it would indicate that he's an absolute scoundrel. If he plays out his donation role, and if you take a look at when did the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation make their first donation, it was immediately following the antitrust litigation that the federal government of the United States had brought against Microsoft to break it up as a monopoly. Right. Well, they didn't break it up entirely, and it's still a monopoly. But what they did is a public relations scam whereby, okay, Mr. Gates, you're going to show yourself instead of a scoundrel, you're going to play a hero with this vaccine issue, and we're going to, as a government, as a globalization enterprise, the multinational corporation scoundrels, the banksters, if you will, they said, we're going to make you a hero to the world, Mr. Gates, with your Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation being the major contributor to vaccination.
Right.
Vaccines is the sacred cow of public health. It is the end-all, be-all. They put all of their money into that basket. Why? Because it's deadly. It's a genocidal weapon of mass depopulation. And they know it. We know it. The documents prove it. It's unfortunate that the band plays on, so to speak. The emperor, who's got no clothes, continues to march right down in front of most people and mainstream media. You've got President Obama, for example, today saying, well, we shouldn't really, because of the commercial interest, close the airports. You still have total commercial, multinational corporate fascism masquerading under the guise of democracy, and that as a result now, we the people are at great and grave, urgent risk now with Ebola.
Very well put, Dr. Horowitz. Very well put. You know what? I tell you what. They're clamoring. We're going to get to everyone else's phone calls in the second hour, folks. In the second hour.
One of them, though.
In the second hour, toll-free 1-855-711-8255. Before we begin the second hour, let's just knock out one phone call for you real quick, Dr. Horowitz, and then we'll continue. Somewhere in Florida, Jeanette, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Horowitz. I'd like to commend you for all your work that you've done, all the research and things. And I understand you used to be a dentist, and I'm wondering if you discovered all these things in your practice that made you start researching all of this.
Yes. And actually, that's been used by COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program. CIA directs counterintelligence to discredit people like me. And one of the claims that they make is, oh, well, he was just a dentist. Well, this dentist happened to not only do surgery trainings and became a surgeon and also went through oncology. Are these viruses breaking out in dental offices? Well, that's how I got started. I was the number one advisor to the largest dental and medical catalog supply company in the world when the Florida dentist that infected six of his patients with his strain of AIDS. You remember the case, if you're as old as I, in 1990, Kimberly Bergalis case, Dr. David Acker from Stuart, Florida, had infected people down in Boca Raton. And at his dental practice, he was actually doing nightclubbing in Boca, going back working in Stuart, Florida, and infected his patients. And there were a number of them that came down, six of them came down. And I was the guy that the government and the my colleagues in public health, I was heavily involved in public health, and I was the go-to guy. I developed the AIDS Fear and Infection Control National Initiative, National Educational Initiative, because people were so afraid of AIDS in the doctor's offices that they needed a whole campaign to basically set aside people's fears and dispel the fears and to bring confidence back, because the industry was losing billions of dollars when people in the dental offices were canceling their dental appointments and the doctor's offices the same way. Suddenly now you had a lot of less drugs being sold. You had a lot of doctors that were losing money, a lot of hospitals likewise. So you had an economic crisis, and I was the go-to guy. Well, that's how I fell into my first government cover-up. By 1993, I realized that even my colleagues had lied, that this Florida dentist maintained a classic organized serial killer personality profile, crime scene profile, and developmental history. He believed he was dying from a virus that the government had created. They didn't want to tell anybody about that. They censored that. But I found out about it because I interviewed his best friend. Edward Parsons was his name. And ultimately, it led me to then investigate what caused this AIDS demented dentist, who was a military dentist for much of his career, and he researched what he was dying from, realized because he had the Strecker Memorandum, which was done by an MD, PhD by the name of Dr. Robert Strecker, who put out that the AIDS virus was man-made and basically showed the scientific evidence to support the thesis. Well, the Florida dentist got a hold of that, and ultimately he created a crime by injecting his patients with his blood to deliver AIDS. He created a mystery that could not be solved without implicating the feds, because if they told the truth about why he did it, it would implicate them in their biological warfare program. So I spent 3 years from 1993, after I got blacklisted and blackballed for coming out with that truth that I just told you, and I had to go out of the United States to publish it. I went to the British Dental Journal to publish it there because the ADA refused to publish it. Ultimately, then, I went on and studied the theory that the dentist believed in, and I thought he was just a psychopath. And I didn't think Robert Strecker could be legitimate. And basically, I spent 3 years ultimately concluding that, indeed, the AIDS virus was man-made. It was produced by Litton Bionetics Research Labs in collaboration with Dr. Robert Gallo, who was given credit in 1982 for discovering or co-discovering with Luc Montagnier the AIDS virus. Come to find out, the truth is that Dr. Gallo co-produced numerous AIDS-like and viruses under the largely funded, mostly secret, Special Virus Cancer Program that ran from 1962. They started it because they realized Bernice Eddy, Sarah Stewart were right. They had just injected through the polio vaccines millions and millions of people who were going to be developing cancer. Now they were going to produce a whole enterprise on cancer. And this is basically why then in 1972, 10 years later, Nixon said he's turning plows into swords into plowshares by making Fort Detrick, Maryland's biological weapons development labs and testing labs into the new home of the National Cancer Institute. So that's a little bit of the history that relates to the dentistry.
Jeanette, did you have... is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Doctor, I would like to know... I would like to know, Doctor, if you can explain to me the pathogenesis behind Ebola. It seems like it's a hemorrhagic fever. And
yeah, a little bit. I can give you a little bit.
It eventually messes up the liver and you go into like a DIC situation. Am I correct?
Well, that's a secondary impact of infectious diseases and toxicity of liver. But the primary problem is you've got enzymes. The virus uniquely produces these protein-dissolving enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, which basically causes the blood vessels to hemorrhage. It basically degrades the blood vessel. So it's a hemorrhagic fever type of infectious disease. And that then begins the process of losing water and losing your energy. And that's why I'm going to talk about the cures. What are the cures? What everybody should be doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Jeanette. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Horowitz, I notice when I speak on national shows like Herman Cain's show, and I wanted to ask him about vaccinations, how it ties in. Normally, they would rush me to the front of the line, but when I mention vaccines, they put me to the end of the line.
Or Bilderberg.
Yeah, Bilderberg. They'll put me at the end of the line and say, hey, Doc, we can't get to you today.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's the sacred cow. It's the golden calf of public health and for the Illuminati that fully intends to depopulate 6 out of 7 billion of us. So 6 out of 7 of us has got to go. So how do you do that? Most profitably and most covertly, because you don't want to do it overtly because you get discovered. And you do it covertly, and then you basically don't want to do it militarily, so to speak, even though this is a military operation. It's a secret military operation. But what this isn't, it's not a nuclear. So your infrastructure and all the property remains behind when all the people die, and then you own all the real estate, you own all the property. That's the benefit of Ebola. And so when you begin to look at that in the context of what's taking place currently. This is why I'm saying we've got to get it right, and we've got to close the airports, and we've got to do the cures right up front. We've got to tell everybody what the cures are.
Dr. Horowitz, in the second hour, we're going to get into the cures. You definitely know about the cures. And this is a short segment on the other side of this break, Dr. Horowitz, short segment before we begin the second hour. A lot to talk with Dr. Horowitz about, folks. In the second hour, your phone calls continue. We'll get to every one of them that we can. Toll free 1-855-711-8255.
And there is a cure. There is a cure. Listen to the second hour. You'll find out what the cure is right here on the radio show called Earth. And we'll be taking calls at 855-711-TALK. That's 855-711-TALK. This is the radio show called Earth.
The most controversial planet in the solar system. You are listening to Earth.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest tonight, folks. Short segment here before we begin the second hour of tonight's transmission. Dr. Horowitz, a lot to talk with you about in the second hour. AA Amendment Adventure has a bunch of questions. I do, Drake, and our listeners. Let me ask you this, Dr. Horowitz, because we got so much to hold on to in the second hour. There's so many ways to you try and wake people up. You say, hey, you know, see those weird things in the sky that should be dissipating, but they don't. Hey, you see this false flag. You see these buildings coming down, you know, into their own footprint at free fall speed. You know, you point stuff out to people, and they continuously want to say, no, that's not true. Before we get into everything in the second hour, just trying to wake people up, what is your biggest challenge with that?
I completely agree. The whole thing is media persuasion. We're indoctrinated. You know, we don't know any other culture. We were raised in the media culture. You know, the whole concept of Hollywood and the television, radio, and it's, you know, think about this one single concept to prove my point. You've got the main networks, like the five different networks right now, and every single one of them carries the same news.
Yep.
Now, if you have free enterprise, and certainly there's other news stories out there, you wouldn't have that. In other words, what you're looking at is a monopoly, which is against the law. It's a fundamental violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. And what is it doing? It's treasonous. It's seditious. It's creating people's minds to be dumbed down and numbed out and diverted and distracted. In law, omissions and misrepresentations is fraud. This is consumer fraud that is taking place for a racketeering global enterprise that essentially is a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. It's criminal, it's illegal, and it's causing the American people to be susceptible now to these viruses, these plagues, whatever they're going to throw at us, and they have the diversionary capacity to basically tell us stupid stories, diversions that's taking place right now on television. I'm watching the news, and I can't even believe the stupidity, the discussions wasting people's time when we've got urgent things to do if we're going to save some lives.
Doctor, I have one example of what's going on here in Jacksonville and the fear-mongering and everything else. They said that here in Jacks that somebody went to Baptist Medical Center because they thought they had Ebola. They've been to the area. They were in contact with some people. They have some of the symptoms. And the newspapers, and not just the newspapers, but all the news media outlets on the TV news said that doctors used extreme caution in the non-testing of the individual and then somehow determined after not testing the individual with extreme caution that it was a false alarm.
And also now, AA, you mentioned instead of 21 days, it's a long. What did they mention now?
I saw something today that said it takes 42 days to detect instead of 21. Drake has a good theory about that.
I think that it gives you more time for fear. You know, instead of having a person on a cruise ship stuck in a room for 21 days, it's more time for the fear factor. You know, the longer the time they have in their mind, wonder if they got it or don't got it, or, oh my God, fear is definitely their number one tool to me.
We'll see if we can get Dr. Leonard Horowitz to expound upon those thoughts in the second hour, folks. A lot to discuss with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Cures, treatments, possibly for Ebola. Well, if someone's got the answers, he sure does in the second hour. Along with your phone calls, toll-free 1-855-711-8255. Folks, this show's website is earthradionetwork.com. You can like us on Facebook by going to Earth Radio O-N-E for one, Earth Radio 1. Big hello to everyone in Orlando, 810 AM and 93.1 FM WRSO. Good to have you on board. Somewhere in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Earth. See you on the other side. 2 minutes, please.
You are listening to Earth. The guys are taking a break, getting ready for hour two, and I'm sure that if you've been paying attention, you're processing what you have heard so far. Now, as Dr. Drake likes to say, we don't want you to believe us just on what you have heard. Check it out for yourself and make your own decision on whether or not you are hearing the truth. What's really going on? Is this a total departure from what you know is real, or is it simply enhancing your worldview? That is a question only you can answer. We are simply opening the door to new ideas. Keep in mind that you can call into the show and give us your comments. The number is 855-711-TALK. That's 1-855-711-8255. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest tonight in his book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, is a prescient look into the epidemic that is now threatening Western Africa and its revelations of those viruses having been evolved from cancer virus experiments are truly startling.
I think...
And the radio show Earth is that red pill, the red pill of truth.
Welcome back. Second hour of tonight's transmission. It is the 18th of October, 2014, or 2014, as you like it. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest. Toll free 1-855-711-8255 if you wish to join the conversation tonight. As we line up the phone calls, we'll be coming to your phone calls in just a moment. Tito, just remain patient. Before we get to everything that we have to discuss with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, you know, just passing thought to me.
Huh. What's your thought?
This guy, what's his face? Barry Satoru.
President Barack Obama.
Right, that guy.
Frank Marshall Davis Jr.
That guy, right. He appoints a Ebola czar who has no experience whatsoever in the medical field, let alone Ebola. As a Los Angeles Lakers fan, okay, you know, I equate this to
basketball.
My own type of thinking. You know, if the Lakers had to get a new coach, right? You know, so that makes perfect sense. Instead of getting a coach who has a background in basketball, why not hire? It makes perfect sense. Hire someone who is a bird watcher. No, or maybe a professional bird watcher.
Well, that's better, a professional bird watcher. At least he's a professional.
And yep. Underwater basket weaver will work, too.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man.
It's just my thoughts. Everyone on hold, we're coming to you in just a moment.
Okay, now, you know, we've heard the phrase, there's no dumb questions. But I have to ask Dr. Lynn Horowitz this very, very, very super stupid dumb question. And before I ask this dumb question, the number to call if you want to join the show is 855 711. That's 855-711. Now, Dr. Horowitz, this is a super stupid dumb question, so don't. Okay. Glenn Beck said the cure to Ebola is chlorinated water. Is he correct?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I can't stand chlorinated water. It's poison, absolute poison. I think it's a stupid take. It's got to be taken out of context unless
that's what he said.
Something about Glenn Beck, I don't know. That's weird.
I actually heard him say that on the radio as I was driving between campuses, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. First he said, it's level 4 contamination to emergency, and chlorinated tap water, that'll fix it. Really?
Well, that's crap. Excuse my French. You know, the reality is that's not going to be consumable and basically be a cure for people who already have the infection.
Wow, think about it.
Dr. Horowitz, you've been on this subject for so long. You have a product, period, that we can talk about whenever you'd like, but what is your answer to people who are scared of Ebola and if this becomes more widespread in the United States?
Well, the answer is you've got to prepare, and I'm about to share with you 8 or 9 highly recommended ways, protocol, if you will, that's been actually proven already with Ebola. So I'm not going to be sharing anything that's not actually already proven by the cases that we've seen managed in the United States. The commonality of that management protocol is what is being recognized even by your top experts in the field, that A, they tell you, no, we don't have a vaccine. Well, thank God for that. I don't want any more vaccines because they're the problems we talked about earlier. But the way in which people can now begin already, and it's a wake-up call. It's kind of like, you know, a final wake-up call. You guys have been giving wake-up calls every show. I've been out there for 20 years doing wake-up calls. Well, you know, it's kind of like now it's really time. It's crunch time. And you got to get with the program. And the program is you're going to either die or you're going to live. And if you do what I'm going to tell you, your chances of living are extremely high, versus if you don't do what I'm telling you, then it is a high probability you will not make it. That's how serious the situation is.
So that's like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically, and again, I'm not going to commercialize this. Basically, we have enough commercialization. I'm going to tell you what I recommend. It's a product. I can tell you, yes, I have a financial interest, and I'm proud to tell you about it, but my recommendation of protocol is a generic one. It's not focused necessarily on OxySilver. I'll tell you about that. That's my product, OxySilver.com. You can get information about it. But my recommendations are as follows. Your pencils and pens ready? Here it is. Number one, rehydration. The problem with Ebola is the diarrhea, the vomiting, the way in which your blood vessels and the bleeding that is taking place is extremely dehydrating. In Africa, the bad news is that water is scarce. You know, pure water is hard to come by there in a lot of places. And so you've got hydration problems. And the fact is, when you brought the two doctors back from Liberia, and they were then treated at Emory and other places, what was the number one thing that the medical staff provided? It was rehydration. Well, the good news is you don't need to have an IV. Plenty of pure pH 8 adjusted drinking water. There are commercial products on the market that bring you high pH. You want a high pH rehydration protocol. So step number one is rehydration. Step number two is alkalinization. You want to alkalinize your body chemistry every way possible through good nutrition. And we'll talk about oxygenation in a minute. But the fluids, the water supplies, you could, if you don't have a pH-adjusting product or a water machine that produces high pH water, or if you don't see it in your grocery stores, and I guarantee you that once word gets out the grocery stores, there's going to be a run on all the water products. You want to take fresh-squeezed lemon or lime. Even though it's acidic, it is a high calcium. And calcium in water turns to a buffer called calcium hydroxide, so you actually raise the pH. You make it more alkalizing. Cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is one of the most alkalizing agents you can put in your body. A fast right now for detoxification using alkalinization is a wonderful strategy to prepare your body to defend itself against Ebola. So that's step number two is alkalinization. Step number three, remineralization. For the same reason you want to rehydrate, you're going to be losing minerals. Your minerals give you a tremendous amount of energy. Your nervous system, all your primary metabolic functions depend on having minerals such as magnesium and potassium. So you really want to get sea salt. Take as much good quality sea salt in your water. Don't overdo it. Don't drink too much water. You should be drinking about half of your body weight converted to ounces a day of good, pure pH 8 adjusted drinking water. That's a generic recommendation I'm making. Typically, half of your body weight. Well, now it's a crisis time. We need to prepare ourselves. Maybe it wouldn't hurt you to have, you know, let's say 60-70% of that recommendation. So half of your body weight converted to ounces is typically what physicians recommend, naturopaths recommend, and that is certainly could be raised a bit now under these urgent situation. Step four is oxygenation. Every way that you can get more oxygen into your system. Oxygen kills viruses and it provides the vital energy that's necessary to sustain us, both physically as well as metaphysically or spiritually. You know, the life is in the blood. In Hawaii, for example, we call it aloha, that ha, the yod hey vav hey. It's in the breath. The aloha spirit comes
wow,
in the breath.
I like that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So oxygenation is really a powerful. It's the most powerful healing element. And so you want to oxygenate. And that's, again, when you see in the hospitals the staff taking care of the Ebola patients, you'll see oxygen being delivered, rehydration. You'll see, ideally, remineralization with some good quality products. Unfortunately, they don't come easily in hospitals. That's multinational corporations. Step number five deals with that issue where I have my conflicting interests. You know, again, I developed OxySilver. It was branded by me. I found out about it by colleagues who found out NASA science had developed a basic cure for infectious diseases for astronauts in space and water purification in space, and they asked me to bring it to market, and I called it OxySilver. So I can tell you, though, even though my bias, and I can tell you the science, it's the best silver hydrosol that you can get. It's far better, far more advanced than colloidal silvers. But let's say you're down and out, you can't get OxySilver, and you can't even get other good advanced silver hydrosols. Then you've got to turn to the old colloidal silver, and you've got to do it on, not on a chronic long-term basis because it'll turn your skin silver, but if you need it in a pinch, that would be recommended. So basically my step number five is silver hydrosol administration. Ideally, not the big old colloidal silvers that have the tattooing capabilities. I'm suggesting the more advanced products that are silver hydrosols. They're microfine silver, and that they're in colloidal solution. And the more advanced is the OxySilver, where you're actually having the microfine silver bonded to the oxygen. I told you a minute ago how important oxygen was. Well, if you now bond your silver to the oxygen in the water molecule that's with OxySilver, then it goes in, it does its job, and it leaves your body. And you've got what's special about OxySilver on top of that. You've got 528 hertz frequency resonance. That's the frequency of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, the greenish-yellow color that produces the oxygen of the breath of life that we're sustained by. The chlorophyll that all of the animal world turns to when they're sick, they go eat and munch on grass. That greenish-yellow chlorophyll color, that resonant energy on the oxygen that it produces, is miraculously curative. And so I recommend OxySilver. It's got a double superconductor of 528 frequency. When you realize that water itself, the base of water, is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. So it's like a homeopathic. It resonates in 528, and it sends that frequency signal to your body water. And instantaneously, you're going to get the energy vibration of green grass, of nature, of what it makes you feel relaxed and, again, rejuvenated after you go into nature. That's the energy of 528 frequency.
I love this guy. I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really great. And then the silver itself is a superconductor. You see, the copper, silver, and gold are the three most powerful electron conductors in the periodic table of elements. So with OxySilver, you've got silver, you've got water, you've got two superconductors of electron energy, and that's now delivering 528 frequency, which, in my opinion, based on the evidence I'm looking at, I think it's pure tone love. It's the frequency of love. Love is the universal healer. It's what makes people get healthy. Even, you know, the chemicals that we take or the radiation therapies or whatever people are doing to heal themselves, ultimately, when all is said and done, it's the Holy Spirit that does all the healing. And basically, that's my opinion.
Wow.
Number six is energy medicine. We're talking about energy medicine, the Rife technology frequencies. If you're able to get a hold of a Rife frequency generator, then set it to viruses, viral infectious diseases. Utilize that. Viruses don't like the electronic stimulation. They burn out. It's kind of like the metaphor is like Ella Fitzgerald. Do you remember years ago there was a commercial? Ella Fitzgerald would sing a high pitched note, and a crystal glass would shatter.
Yeah.
But the room she was in didn't shatter, didn't come crashing in. That's the same thing. The glass is a virus. Viruses are crystalline structures. They're protein crystal angles in the viruses literally explode when you hit them with specific frequencies of sound and light. That's, again, why I recommend 528 with the OxySilver. But if you take a Rife machine and you tune that to 528, in my opinion, you can't go wrong with that. Plus, you're adding the electrical zapping of all these viruses that basically they don't like that at all, and it leaves you fine, actually more energized and rejuvenated. So energy medicine, then number seven, herbal medicine. There are many, many herbs, homeopathics and botanicals, everything for fear reduction, like in Bach flower remedies. Your health food stores is where I would shop for supplemental materials for this crisis. Number eight is nutrition, obviously. Good nutrition is important. You can load up on vitamin C. Vitamin C, you can take 10,000 milligrams to 15,000 milligrams is what the old physicians used to talk about. Vitamin C is an awesome antiviral, and it's an immune booster. And that's what they used to recommend it. You go into your CVS or Walgreens today, and you see that vitamin C products, I mean, there's no vitamin C in the vitamin C products. It's all a scam. It's all a hoax off of the original research. At any rate, if you get yourself a good quality vitamin C and you want to take it, if you feel like you're coming down with something or just as a preventative, if somebody has been sneezing around or has Ebola around you, you might want to boost your supplemental vitamin C intake. Along with good nutrition. The last but not least, in my opinion, is extremely important. It's love. It's love and belonging. It's you've got to have people that you have faith in and who love you and will do anything for you. This is crunch time. It's kind of like the same thing with military personnel in the front lines of battle. You want to know who your friends are, and you've got to rely on those friends. And that's the same thing we're here. Loving care is so important, as well as faithful prayer. Faithful prayer. And that's why we actually designed OxySilver to be the first nutraceutical, to be designed understanding that what is coming out of your heart with heartfelt, loving intention to stay healthy and to heal, that energy is 5 to 8 hertz frequency
this
and
528 awesome.
Nanometers. So that's what we do. We put that into the OxySilver, and that we feel we've got not only something that can revolutionize natural medicine and natural healing, but also to basically give people the optimal benefit of what really heals people, which is love, the universal healer.
Dr. Horowitz, when you and I spoke last week, I told you about how long I've been trying to get my listeners to look into silver, period, and I hope they all look into OxySilver. But I want to discuss that a little bit more down the road. Let's knock out a couple phone calls if we can. In Jacksonville, Florida, James, you're on with Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is a great show, powerful information. My question is, do y'all think the mystery virus is going around? Is that something the New World Order is rolling out, the morph with this? Or, you know, do you think that is, you know, is that something they're rolling out as well? And my second question real quick is, you know, what can we do now to stand up, expose, you know, that they're trying to do this on purpose other than stop it, you know, they won't stop the flights. And what can we do to protest this to get more exposure on the real corruption behind it?
Okay, well, two good questions. The first, I would recommend that you study Sherry Kane's research. My partner Sherry Kane and I have waronwethepeople.com. Great website to give you information about what you're asking about. What the media is doing is diverting and they're manipulating. They give you, you know, a new disease, a mystery disease, when they've already got this horrible disease. So there's a whole organized crime. They want to literally hit you and bombard you from different places so that, you know, you're really overwhelmed and they accomplish their goals. And so if you study waronwethepeople.com, the sections that deal with COINTELPRO, COINTELPRO stands for Counterintelligence Program. And it was a J. Edgar Hoover and Rockefeller initiative to be basically control populations through what was called the MK Ultra, the mind control program. COINTELPRO, the behaviorally engineering of the media and the mass mind, is a mind control psychological operation under the genre of COINTELPRO that's advanced by the FBI. They don't call it COINTELPRO anymore. Today it's basically called the trolls on the internet. Those are agents that are trained in those counterintelligence propagandist methods and ways. We did an excellent video up on vimeo.com/revolutiontelevision. Look for the video that we did about 3 months ago that's called NSA CIA Trolls Attack Heroes to Profit Villains. And that's a really educational video that will explain to you some of these techniques and ways in which they will come out with new contradicting and diversionary information. It may not even be a mystery virus, but they're calling it a mystery virus. We may not have any special thing, but there is a cell of CIA operatives who are paid to put out that propaganda to divert the public. That's one great possibility. The other is that, yes, there is another biological weapon that they've loosed at this time where they intend to reduce the populations dramatically. The second question deals with your political commitment. The answer to your question is you can make a big difference. You can do that. Pray on it. Ask the Creator to guide you, to express your passion, to bring about activism and a humanitarian blessing from this curse that we're all under right now.
A well-balanced doctor. I love this guy.
Hey, Doctor, I have something to add to the information. You were talking about the COINTELPRO, but of course you have Operation Mockingbird and you have other folks. Now you have Mark Levin screaming for vaccination and screaming for people to just line up and shut up and get your vaccination and get in line. And the so-called constitutionalist that hates Ron Paul screaming about, you know, getting in line and pushing for a vaccination. And I think you're referring to the Acinetobacter baumannii virus is largely responsible for 90% of the amputations coming out of Iraq because it's a sort of a flesh-eating virus that, as far as the knowledge I have, and you can confirm this, that there's no treatment for, so they wind up just having to amputate where they normally wouldn't have to. Can you confirm that?
Well, I, again, if you spray the silver hydrosol on the wounds themselves, this is the same thing with MRSA. You don't get the die-off. You don't get the progression of the illness so that you need amputation. So the whole silver industry has been suppressed and concealed in this age where they want you to take magic pills to cure every ill.
There's so many magic pills, Dr. Leonard Horwitz, and then the real pill just sits in waiting for so many people. And you know what? It's so much... Like I said, I've been talking about silver to our listeners for years, and it's just a mounting bit of frustration. But maybe this whole Ebola thing is going to break the ice finally.
To put a call to Earth, dial 1-855-711-TALK. That's 1-855-711-TALK. Now back to the show. Here's Dr. Drake and Dr. Truth.
Dr. Leonard Horwitz is our guest. Towards the end of the show, folks, we're going to let him fire out all of his information. You'll find out every way to get in touch with him and his incredible information. We'll continue the phone calls in Jacksonville, Florida. Ron, you are on with Dr. Leonard Horwitz.
Well, congratulations. A great, great guest. I've always had a lot of admiration for Dr. Horwitz. He has always done a fine job. I got your book way back when, through Don and Ingrid, which I think you also know from Spirit Lake, that were friends, mutual friends. But anyway, I wanted to say that you're absolutely right as far as my knowledge of the crystalline necks that hold the viruses together, you know, that you have to match the frequency. And I understand that a lot of your viruses now are escalated in their frequency, so you have to match that. So I understand that right now it's silver does an awful lot, no doubt, but I think that you have to add a little gold to it now. And I wanted to know your comment on that in order to raise the frequency to match the new attachments that they're doing. And plus the immune system, there is a natural way to raise your immune system and to make your body naturally alkalized. And from what I understand, it's through laughter and joy, you know, of what God gave us. It's an automatic alkalizer in your body.
A merry heart.
It does it.
A merry heart doeth good.
So
like
anyway, that's all I want to do is say.
And, Dr. Horwitz?
Well, I think he might not be there, but the...
Senator, no, we cannot hear Dr. Horwitz if he is speaking right now. We cannot hear him.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate the call, and thank you for your intellect in following up with these kinds of questions. you know, the average person has no idea why silver or why gold. But I can tell you, you're probably right. The problem is gold is extremely expensive. And where are you going to find, like, the monoatomics? I know we produce some products, but they're outrageously difficult to obtain, and they're very costly. So the silver is not so bad in terms of our capacity to serve the public in general. In terms of the frequency shifts, there's no question in my mind the best way to assess right now would be if you had an Ebola sample, to put that under one of the electroacupuncture, according to Vol, measurement technologies that have been advanced over the last 20 years, and see if you can really hone in on a specific frequency for the strain Ebola Zaire. There have been researchers that have had contacted me. They've said that they have that frequency, or they have a positive Ebola frequency. I have not seen substantial any scientific evidence to support that. That's why I can't come out and say, yeah, you know, use this frequency. I know I can tell you to use 528 frequency because I know that's what the best frequency, in my opinion, in the universe is. It's, you know, I'm not going to go into it. I don't have the time. For people who want to have information, they should read the book of 528, wow, Prosperity Key of Love. And they can get that from cureshop.com. All of my products and books are on cureshoppe.com. That's cureshop with two P's .com. The other concept that you're raising in terms of laughter and joy, brother, I am so with you. You are so right. That not only does laughter and joy produce a complete shift in your neurology, but also your endocrinology and your body chemistry. It is alkalizing. Love, the universal healer, is alkalizing. If what we need now is love, and I'm telling you that's the case, because when you understand pure tone love, 528 is at the heart of sunshine. That 528 nanometers of light is the heart of the rainbow. If it's the heart of the rainbow, it's obviously the heart of sunshine. We had some researchers who investigated the NASA taping, recording of the sound of the sun, and we matched it to 528. We know that that is a heart universal matrix math number. And we know that that also is what chlorophyll vibes to, and we know these things can help us. So it's a safe bet. I'm not putting my neck out one bit to say use 528 frequency in your Rife technologies. You're adding electrons that are resonating in that frequency to your body, and electrons is the source of all energy, universally.
Dr. Horowitz, I got two questions. When it comes to your OxySilver, how often do you take it? And all these diseases and things going around, does that kind of tie in to Matthew 24, 3 through 7? You know, we're seeing earthquakes, we're seeing wars and rumors of wars, and this is pestilence, disease outbreaks. Is this kind of tying in, or do we have a...
Yes, it's a complete tie-in. Absolutely tie-in. What was the first question?
How often do you take...
Here's how I take OxySilver, and then let's get to the Bible issues. The OxySilver, I take... at the first sign of me potentially coming down with something, or if I get really fatigued and think I'm susceptible, okay, or if somebody sneezes on me and I feel like I should protect myself, what I'll do is I'll take 3 capfuls, not in a metal spoon, mm-hmm, because the metal will break the structure of the 528 structured water in OxySilver. So I will take it in plastic, in a plastic spoon, or use the cap. It's a plastic cap. So I'll take 3 capfuls with prayer that I stay healthy. I close my eyes, I take the capfuls, and I literally, because I'm a visual person, I see light from that frequency resonance take over my body, and it instantly transmits to all of the other cells and tissues through the water and the resonant energy of the water, which is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
So this is what I do, and then we guarantee OxySilver. If you get sick after doing that routine I just told you, you take 3 capfuls with prayer, heartfelt, loving intention to stay well. We don't have I'm telling you, after, I don't know, 6 or 7 years of us doing this, we've had like maybe 2 people ask for their money back. We have a full money back refund. So it's the best product that's out there, and that's how I personally use it. In a Ebola situation now with increasing risk, I would probably take 1 capful a day just as a preventative with prayer. Again, it's to be used with prayer. It's designed to enhance prayer. It's designed to be accommodating and compounding prayer. So that's my recommendation. With regard to the Bible, it is exactly the fulfillment of prophecy, Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament, I mentioned Revelation in New Testament 6 through Revelation 3, 6 through 8. The concept of there being a key to the house of David is also in the Old Testament in Isaiah 22:22. We're talking about 528. In my opinion, based on the research that I've done, I believe that 528, pure tone love, is the key that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. I believe that that's the portals to your heart. What we're missing on this planet is love. We're missing the fulfillment of Jesus' ministry. It was the Messianic Age came as a result of a love revolution. And basically, that's what they're trying to suppress, and they're completely demonic in the manner in which they are doing it and controlling populations. At any rate, the Bible talks also about the sorcerers and those that cast magic spells in these end times where there's wars and rumors of wars and great plagues that strike. The sorcery, the root word of sorcery is pharmacopoeia. So these are the pharmaceutical industrialists that are casting magic spells. Well, what's that? The hypnosis machines called television in Hollywood. It's a hypnosis machine. We're indoctrinated into the culture of America. Culture.
Wow.
It's a Hollywood indoctrination. It's a psychological operation. It's a mass media persuasion for population reduction right now, urgently. That's why we've got to wake up. It's like it's a do-or-die thing right now. Those who've already woken up, God bless you, brothers and sisters. You know your assignment right now is to spread the truth that shall set humanity free optimally as best you can. You're on assignment. You were born at this time in history. It's a fascinating time in history, but you've got your work cut out for you among all of the hypnosis that's taking place, literally to be the watchman. You know, in law, and I appreciate you've got our friends who's knowledgeable about constitutional law, but in law, when you're not a watchman, then you are actually what's called in violation of misprision of felony. If you see a crime that's taking place and you don't do your best to report it to the officials and or stop it yourself through citizen's arrest, then literally you are as guilty as the perpetrator. And so we're at this time. We've got the truth that shall set us free. We know what created, who created this, when they created the Ebola, how they did it. We've got the government documents to prove it. We now have the cures. We saw people being cured, the people that are surviving. The survival rates vary from, they say, 30%. These are the experts telling you, from 30% in an American hospital to maybe 90% death rate in the boonies of Africa. Well, we here have more intelligence than your experts on CNN and Fox News. You've heard it tonight. I've given you the protocol that will do the best that possible to make you a survivor instead of a victim of this organized crime.
Well, Doctor, as a member of the Florida Oath Keepers and being the military representative for the state of Florida, Oath Keepers is an organization of veterans that are not going to violate their oath. Of course, we're bound to obey lawful orders, but we are compelled to disobey or stand down unlawful orders. So I can definitely appreciate that, even from a constitutional perspective. I have a text in question, because you were talking about the lies and the obfuscation and the culture and the media and everything else. Well, there's a lot of confusion out there about, specifically, how is it transmitted? And so I have a text in question from a concerned nurse that says, what is the method of transmission? And also, second part to that question is, how does negative pressure isolation rooms that are shown on TV as a way to contain the virus, if it's not respiratory, or why you feel that they're recommending that? So The question is the method of transmission and whether or not, if it's airborne or not, or how, what's the deal, because there's a lot of obfuscation out there, and whether or not these negative pressure rooms are going to be effective at all.
Yes, it is an airborne. Whenever, and this is what makes me sick. And also, it compounds the evidence for complicity in organized crime, where the media that's basically connected to the global industrialists and the pharmaceutical industrialists that are making money from this plague, and basically the military operations that are going to be ensuing as people riot, as there are shortages, et cetera, all of that essentially is part of the plan, and that's unfortunately what we're dealing with the disinformation that they've given us. It is absolutely beyond gross negligence. It's criminal negligence. For years, we were told that Ebola is an airborne virus that can be spread by sneezing. Suddenly, over the last couple months, and now because of the last couple days, you've had Nurse Pham come down with this illness, even though she used infection control standard procedures that I used to train. I trained about 30,000 healthcare professionals in sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection. I used to routinely recommend even vaccinations until I learned the truth. And the reality is that we knew that Ebola was airborne. We knew that you could get it from sputum, you could get it from blood, you could get it if you touched it and you even not necessarily had an open wound. I mean, the fact of the matter is you potentially, because it's not a normal virus, it was designed as a quick kill infectious agent. It's not like anything natural. It's not natural. So you've got to get out of the mindset that we're going to treat this like everything else we've ever treated. No, this is a complete new scene, and it's a matter of survival mode. And again, we can't be in fear. We've got to use faith. We've got to use our intelligence. We've got to think rationally. We've got to analyze the intelligence. The question you're asking is, are these negative pressure rooms part of the solution? Well, gee whiz, how many people are going to be able to find those rooms? Once, if this plague hits here like it is hitting Africa, areas in urban areas, you will not have the capacity to get to a hospital. All the hospitals will be overrun with patients. You will have a mass dropout from healthcare professionals. There are just so many humanitarians. I was shocked when I went to dental school, first of all, and then went to Harvard School of Public Health. I was searching for colleagues that were humanitarians. I met with the deans. I said, how come you don't bring more humanitarians? This is a healthcare profession that we're in. You would think that you would want humanitarians who want to care for people. And they said, no, we only bring in a quota of 30% humanitarians. 60-some-odd percent of the people that we bring in here are for other reasons, such as engineers. We bring in all sorts of other people. So we're really dealing with a situation where the access to what it is that's going to be required to be effective is going to be extremely difficult for most of the populations, even in America, if this thing progresses the way it has been. That's why I gave you the 9 basic steps that everybody in every area of the country or even the world can potentially get low cost, no risk, highly effective, proven effective, time-proven recommendations, and that's what I've given you tonight.
Dr. Horowitz, when we come back from the break, I want everybody to get a pen out because I want you to give your information out, how they can get your information, your OxySilver. I got a text on the text-in line from a doctor. He said, wow, this is a bad boy. Thank you, Dr. Michael Hawk. Everybody's enjoying what you're saying. I am blown away.
I think everyone is doing as we request. Write everything down and look it up for yourself. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is our guest tonight. Short segment on the other side. Folks, what are you listening to? You like nursery rhymes? You're listening to the little radio show that could.
The most controversial planet in the solar system. Here's Dr. Drake and Dr. Truth.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz has got to join us once again, folks.
Of course, of course.
Folks, earlier, Dr. Leonard Horowitz had briefly mentioned that this globalist New World Order construct that we're basically up against is demonic, satanic. Next time he's on, we'll have to have him tell his story about his experience in the Denver airport in the beginning and that mural. It's an incredible, incredible account. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please fire out all your information.
How can they reach you?
Well, thank you, Dr. Drake and Dr. Truth. And Yamada, thank you very much for having me on tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity. The websites that I recommend, there's three of them. The first one is the bad news, the second one is the great news, and the third one will give you access to all of my products, the nutritionals, as well as all the books and CDs. The first bad news is important. It is waronwethepeople.com. Waronwethepeople.com will give you a whole understanding so that you're able to diagnose, that is, to see through to the root of the disorder. We've done our best to combine videos on that link to that website, some outstanding articles. The whole Ebola situation is covered under the media tab under what is called Ebola Gate. This is a national security CIA Ebola Gate operation and concealment. So we have a whole section with six articles that will bring you up to date on Ebola and Ebola Gate. You'll have a whole section on COINTELPRO so that you can understand how the media is abused to basically dumb us down and to manipulate us like sheeple going to slaughter. You've got the great news is on 528revolution.com. 528revolution.com will give you a tremendous amount of information. If you want to go beyond that, you can get my book called The Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. There's one Ebola article. The cures that I mentioned today are also discussed in more of a scientific treatment. There are alkalizing seeds, very, very bitter-tasting seeds have a lot of alkalinizing impact.
You got about 30
and in
seconds.
Africa, I'm sorry?
Got about 30 seconds, run.
Oh, okay. So anyway, go to the science section under 528 Medicine on the 528revolution.com, and that will bring you to that article on the cures for Ebola. I mentioned a bit tonight. And then cureshop.com, I mentioned, that's where you can get all my books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, basically healthcare products and OxySilver, too. It's at C-U-R-E-S-H-O-P-P-E. That's a double P in shop, cureshop.com. Dr. Truth, Dr. Drake, and Yamada, God bless you guys. Love you.
Much love. Man, this has been another smoking show, bro.
Dr. Horowitz, we got some discussing to do off air. Definitely want to continue our discussion. Thank you so much, and say hi to Sherry for me.
Will do.
You got nice taste, too. All right, brother. Keep shining.
That's Dr. Leonard Horowitz, everyone. He's going to be back on. Incredible information. Incredible information.
Another great show. Maranatha, Maranatha, keep shining.
Freedom is still your first best destiny.
Double A, always nice having you in studio once again, my brother.
Good to be here.
But big thanks to our elusive engineer, and of course, big thanks to our executive producer, The Sentinel. Folks, until next time, let justice be done though the heavens fall. With the good Dr. Drake, Double A, The Sentinel, I'm Truth. Folks, next Saturday, well, what can I tell you? I can promise you one heck of an interesting show. This is Earth.
Stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems.
And we close with good night, good luck, and God bless all of you on the good earth.